Welcome to Monday morning. It's Evan Bray. Great to have you here on the start of another work week. It's what now? A month? Just a month, I guess, today till Christmas Eve, which means lots of people will be in Christmas mode. It's the kickoff of Agribition, the official burning of the brand this morning to kick off what's going to be six great days in Regina. We'll talk a little bit about that. Some great news for Vanier Cup over the weekend and maybe one tough piece of news. We'll talk about that coming up in just a second here. Also, snow expected today for the parts of the province who have been snow-free so far. In fact, the snowfall warning in the southwest part of the province will follow along with that. And lots of other things going on. A trade deal is in the works between Canada and India. And at the same time, Prime Minister Mark Carney not looking like he's in a big rush to get back to the negotiating table with U.S. President Donald Trump. I'm sure that'll come up during open lines. Lots of people down in Regina up in arms about the possibility of the closure of the Regina Floral Conservatory. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. In fact, I've got a story of the last time there was this sort of attention to an item. It involves the Regina Lawn Bowling Association. I'll tell you that during open lines, but I mean, it was one of the biggest lobby groups I ever saw show up at City Hall. It didn't get closed down. The conservatory is not going to get closed down as well, but we are in budget time. In fact, Saskatoon City Council will be talking budget this week, Regina City Council in a couple of weeks from now. Also today, Roundtable of Justice explores a problem that's growing in size and complexity. Retail theft has grown beyond what I would call shoplifting. It's bold, it's organized, it's costing businesses in our province millions and millions of dollars. We've got some guests on to talk about that. And also on the program today, the worldwide whiskey producer of the year is in Saskatchewan. Black Fox Farm and Distillery received this prestigious honor this year at the International Wine and Spirits Competition. We will have one of the co-owners of Black Fox Farm and Distillery on the program here coming up in a moment. All right, time now for a Monday morning coffee.
He's been down in the basement drinking coffee for about the last 4 hours.
Coffee?
What?
Somebody says something about coffee.
Boys want some coffee?
All right, make it extra large, two sugars, lots of cream.
Step into the Evan Bray Cafe. This is Monday morning coffee.
Well, Monday morning coffee, why not have a cup of coffee with my wife, Jody Bray, to start off the day. Jode, thanks for joining me for a coffee.
Good morning. I'm so glad to be with you.
Hey, I wanted just to connect with you. Of course, we chatted. You were chair of an incredible committee that came together over the last year and a half planning the Vanier Cup, which culminated this weekend. How did things go on Saturday?
Well, it was typical Saskatchewan hospitality, let me tell you. We had Mother Nature on our side, and Mosaic Stadium was the place to be. It was busy. It was high energy. We had fans from Montreal. We had fans from across the province. We had fans from across the country, and it was outstanding.
It was so much fun. I know we were chatting a bit about the success of it yesterday, and you said that there were lots of people that came from literally both sides of this great country saying that they felt that the show that was put on here, not just the game on the field, but the show, everything that came with it, was top-notch. So that's accolades to you and the committee for sure.
Absolutely. Our partnership with U Sport, we had such a great team that we worked with from Pierre Arsenault, the chief executive officer, and his team. They were so just so happy with how things went, and they had such great feedback. People were happy. People were warm. People were just all about the game, and it was just so much fun. I'm so proud of the committee. There's 30 people on our committee, and I'll tell you, they knew their areas, and they brought their expertise. They brought their people. And while I didn't get to thank every individual volunteer that came on board, man, they did an outstanding job.
You know, you already mentioned the weather couldn't have cooperated better. I was down at the game, of course, on Saturday. There were people in short sleeve shirts. It was it was pretty impressive for sure.
It was. Yeah, it was really funny. Typical Saskatchewan, right? A little bit of sunshine and everybody puts on shorts.
What did you end up with for total number of attendees?
Well, our show pass, the app that we go through, the website that we go through, it said that we had almost 8,500 people at Mosaic that day. And, you know, as much as they were spread out, it still looked quite full.
Yeah.
And although people couldn't see everyone up in the suites, there was about 50-some people that were up in the suites alone.
Mm-hmm.
And AGT Lounge had 375 or more. So that's a lot of people just not visible on the camera, but within that general admission in the lower bowl, there was, you know, over 7,000 people that were in the stadium.
Jody Bray is my guest, chair of the Vanier Cup. The first time it was hosted in Regina was this weekend. Outcome of the game, maybe a little disappointing. We would have loved to have seen, obviously, Saskatchewan win that game, but it wasn't meant to be. 30-16 the final in favor of Montreal. That was a little bit sad.
It really was. You know, U of S has been chasing that cup for a while now again, and I was sad for them, but unfortunately it just wasn't their time. And Montreal, they looked sharp out there. They're aggressive. The teams knew that coming in. Saskatoon was prepared for that, but the fans were quite sad. And the stands emptied quite quickly.
Yeah, that was the thing. Not a lot of people lingered to watch the cup presentation at the end of the game. But congratulations on that. I know you didn't get any rest on Sunday because I was too excited to decorate for Christmas. So we had to do that.
Yes, and it looks great. I'm sitting here having my coffee and it's lovely.
Well, there you go. And by the way, on another personal note, I posted the video on our Facebook page, our Evan Bray Show Facebook page, of that damn squirrel in the backyard that drives Mike crazy.
Oh, Mike is exhausted today. He's actually under a blanket right now, but yeah, he was stressed yesterday.
All right.
Bittersweet love in the backyard, the squirrel and Mike.
Okay, thanks for your time, Joe. Appreciate it. Okay,
bye.
Vanier Cup. Final score was 30-16 in favor of Montreal, but that only tells the story of the game on the field. So sad to see the Huskies didn't win. They are a great team, a great organization. Just fell a little bit short again this year, but the cup didn't fall short in terms of great atmosphere, lots of fun. It was so exciting to be there on Saturday, to visit with the number of people that were there. That concourse becomes a great spot to stop and visit, and people were taking selfies. All of the good stuff that comes along with a game like that, we appreciate it. And thanks to everyone who was on the organizing committee making that happen. I mentioned the burning of the brand this morning. It's the kickoff, the official kickoff to Agribition. Canadian Western Agribition, which of course is a premier event, renowned for being the best beef show in the continent, the largest livestock show in Canada, but it has become much bigger than that. It's a unique blend of agriculture and education, shopping, live entertainment, indigenous culture. It's the place to be. If you want to go onto the website, it's agribition.com. They've got the schedule on there. Of course, the rodeo starts up on Wednesday and runs for 4 days. That's always a big draw. And I will be down there live on Thursday to be doing the entire show from Agribition. I look forward to you joining us, whether it's listening in that morning or if you happen to be at Agribition, maybe stop by the booth. The Saskatchewan Cattle Association is where I will be on Thursday morning. So looking forward to that. As we start this Monday morning, we'll be back as we crack open phones and text lines for you next here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.